Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey, Guthrie Center Superintendent Josh Rasmussen.
Josh, here in the school board meeting, you talked a little bit about some classification changes in the talks. Nothing's happening yet, but they've talked about it for a little bit. What's going on with that?
Yeah, just the Iowa High School Athletic Association sent out an email, and they're taking a look at changing the way they classify different schools in regards to athletics. And one of the things they're going to look at is free and reduced lunch counts and allowing that free and reduced lunch count to bring some equity to the classification system. There's a vote on that. They're going to see if they can get 60% of the schools to move this idea forward. And the idea being your free and reduced lunch rates, 40% of that number in grades 9, 10, 11 can be used to reduce that beds enrollment for those grade levels. That would reduce your beds enrollment, and then they would pull their classes from that number. Football is the one they're looking at right now because schools don't have the option to schedule their own football schedule. The state does that for us. So that's in the works right now, so that's something that they're looking at.
And taking a look at just kind of the semester as a whole, where are certified enrollment numbers at?
Here at Guthrie Center, we were up about 5 students, so the past couple years we've been down, declining enrollment. So it was just nice to see that flatten out, so about a +5. And, you know, really overall looking at our grade levels, a lot of consistency with numbers. Our preschool is full, so we feel good about where we're at there with our numbers.
All right, and here getting close to break, what are some things you've been happy about that have gone on for the first semester?
You know, just really happy with what I've seen lately with our kids. We have really good kids, really good staff, people that care. They want to create something that's great for kids, a great place to learn, great place to work, and, you know, and just a great community. So that's something that I've really been impressed with.
All right, and then getting ready for next semester, what are some things you're looking forward to or maybe kind of pulling from the back burner and getting ready to get started?
I'm just really excited for what's to come. A lot of people really want to put in that extra effort to become, you know, better at what they do, just to become a better version of themselves. And I think that's really going to help our students grow. And that's something that I'm looking forward to watching, along with them, you know, compete on the athletic fields and be engaged in the classrooms and just involve that community and how can we improve in school and out of school. So just a lot of great things going on, and I just kind of want to continue to watch them grow.
All right. Is there anything I didn't touch on that you want to go over?
No, thanks for coming.
All right. Thank you.
After the initial interview with Rasmussen, Racine Valley Radio reached out to him for his thoughts on the Iowa High School Athletic Association's amendment being voted through by superintendents around the state.
You and I had talked about that amendment that the Athletic Association was looking at, had sent out for a vote from superintendents, and they did get that vote back. And from the looks of it, superintendents want that to go through. How would that affect ACGC after it gets to the Department of Education and if they pass it?
Just taking a look at, you know, our numbers, we are at about 30% free and reduced lunch rate at ACGC. So when they take your beds, your 9, 10, and 11th grade numbers, they go ahead and apply that to that formula. So 40% of those students, they would take that off your beds, which would be about 15, 20 students for us. So, you know, really, as far as our football classifications, it wouldn't really impact us. I think looking at our last 2 years, we would have remained in Class 1A. But I know that the association and the girls' union are looking at a formula to kind of create equity when it comes to classification, because those schools that are high free and reduced lunch rate, just trying to create some equity for them and give them some competition and some classes where they can compete in the long run. Right now, it looks like they're going to take that vote to the Department of Education. So in their January board meeting, it did pass with the superintendents and those schools that voted this past week. So it'll go to the Department of Education. And if they pass that, that will take effect for our 2023 and 2024 football seasons. So looking at next year's football, fall of 23, and the following year, this new classification system will go into effect if that passes in January at the Department of Education.
And if I remember right, you'd said this is something that's come up once or twice before, but has not made it through.
Yeah, I mean, schools have always, they've been looking for a way to create that equity piece so that they can compete with other schools in their class, particularly when you look at, you know, some of the urban school districts with really high free and reduced lunch numbers. You know, how can they compete? And of course, when you look at activities, a lot of research that shows that those students involved in activities will, you know, be more successful at school. And how do we create, how do we get those students that are involved to participate in those activities? And, you know, just helping those schools create some competition where those schools will participate and be out. You know, that's something that they've always talked about. And then, of course, we're in the same boat. We want a lot of kids to be out for sports. We want to participate, can learn a lot from those activities that will carry on later with you. A lot of life lessons, those types of things that you can learn from the activities you participate in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.